This is Hans Scheil from the Finishing Well podcast. On Finishing Well, we help you make godly choices about Medicare, long-term care, and your money. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
I shall be telling this with a sigh somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by. And that has made all the difference.
If you can hold the stars in place, you can hold my heart.
Welcome to the Christian Car Guy Radio Show.
I say this calls for action, and now...
Give light, and people will find the way. Give light, and people will find the way. Give light, and people will find the way. People will find the way. I do believe.
To be a star... You must give light.
Indeed.
I love that. Today's show, God gave me that. To be a star, you must give light. And we are getting more light this weekend. If you're not aware, this is daylight savings night, so you're going to have to spring back.
Lose a little sleep,
but boy, you gain a whole lot of light in the process. And that's in order to gain light, you have to lose it.
Yep.
So you heard... I don't know if you knew that. It's actually Robert Frost himself, the one who wrote the poem, right? The Road Less Traveled. And that idea, I've had this rolling around in my mind all week, Scott. It says, G.K. Chesterton said, the Christian ideal has not been tried and found wanting. It has been found difficult and left untried. Yeah. So that thought, it's a challenging thought, and it's been rolling around in my heart all week. And so as I heard Robert Frost, I thought, you know, that's kind of the same thing is, you know, what are you going to do? And then this morning, as I was studying actually the idea of multiplication, I was looking for the first place in the Bible that the word give is used. And the first place that it's used, and interestingly, is in Genesis. And we'll get to that in a second. But Give Light, that song is by Greg Atzner. And it's a rendition of a saying by Ella Baker, who was in the civil rights movement, that give light and people find a way. Similar to be a star, you must give light. And then obviously, maybe not obviously, that was Skillet with the movie Stars. Made popular for the movie The Shack. So, to be a star, you must give light. And so as I was praying this morning, I was considering really all these ideas on multiplication. And the word and the saying that brings it all together for me is the deep Hebrew meaning of the word give. So in Genesis 1:15, it says, and let them be for lights in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth. And then again in Genesis 1:17, we hear it again. It says, and God set them in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth. So, interestingly, that word give, it just kind of all revolves around that. Well, the deep Hebrew of that idea of giving really blew me away as I really looked at it this morning. Because, and this show is brought to you by the Hebrew letter Nun, because the Hebrew letter Nun has everything to do with faith. And there are, if you count it just right, three Nuns in that word give. So you think how much faith it takes to give. You know, if you're going to give actually all this money to God, or you're going to give all your time to God, or you're going to give this or that to God, you're only doing that out of faith, right? He's gonna multiply that, right?
Sure,
that little boy that gave those two loaves of bread, like, oh my goodness. I mean, and those fish, You know, God took it and multiplied it, right? Increased his faith, I imagine, tremendously. But maybe you've given something and it was multiplied. But the whole idea behind the Jesus labor love, God gave me the idea. He did, really. And then God has used it to multiply what people have given time and time and time again, right?
Absolutely.
And this week we were given 2 cars.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, it's all that's rolling around in my mind as we're talking about this. And so we would love to hear, when did you have a chance to give light? And God multiplied it, like, really made you a star. Because, again, if you're giving light in whatever way you're doing that, you are, in his eyes, shining, especially if you give the light of the world. If you give true light, right, doesn't matter what anybody else thinks, you're a star in God's eyes, just saying.
Absolutely.
866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. And we already have Gene Jordan on the line with us. Good morning, Gene. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. My middle name is Mary.
Really?
And I am a giver.
You sure are.
Without a doubt. I enjoy giving. I get tons of rewards. And just knowing the three of you is a big reward in itself. But I'd like to read just a little short few lines here. It says, God indeed is my Savior. I am confident and unafraid. My strength and my energy, my courage is the Lord, and he has been my Savior. And I truly believe in that. And if anyone out there is hurting or in a bad way, just have patience, please, because God is working for you. He has a lot of people he has to work for, so I know you're on his list, so hang in there.
That is beautiful, Gene. And his timing's perfect, right?
Yes. I love it.
So I can't tell you the times, you know. His timing was not what I thought it should be, but it turned out to be, you know, perfect. In just exactly the right time, Jesus came. And in just exactly the right time, he is coming again. And so I appreciate the light that you have shared. And you know, what's also interesting to me, Gene, is, you know, I've had a chance to teach in all sorts of different ways. But I taught Sunday school. But you know who ends up being the biggest student in Sunday school?
Who's that? Yourself?
The teacher.
Yeah, the teacher, right? Because the students, they taught me so much.
Oh, yeah.
And as the Christian car guy, I have to share this one little story. I had this student, and every Sunday he would pray for Dale Earnhardt, you know, the race car driver. And being a Christian car guy, he assumed that that was a big thing to me. It wasn't, but, you know, nonetheless, we would pray for him a lot. But, you know, sometimes we'd kind of laugh him off because, come on now, I mean, you know, it's not that, like, can we, you know, we'd list all these prayer requests. Well, the week that Dale Earnhardt was killed,
Mm-hmm.
He had him. He said, "Let's pray for Dale Earnhardt," and you know we didn't. Mm-hmm. It's a true story, mm-hmm. And I've never forgotten the look on that young man's face the following Sunday. And he looked at me when he came into class. You know, it was like, "Robbie, we didn't pray," and I said, "I know." And I just have. That was a learning experience, right? And God's timing is perfect, and obviously it was Dale Earnhardt's time. But it was also a time for me to respect and honor people's prayer requests, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
And so, you know, well, I am grateful for your call today, Gene. And where are you?
Well, let me just say this one little verse, and then I'll let you talk to the people. And it says, Jesus said to him, "If you can, everything is possible to one who has faith."
Oh,
amen.
Wow. Thank you, Gene. You are exactly right. That is absolutely the verse.
I truly believe it. I mean, he put you, put Robbie, Terry, and Scott into my life, and I've been so happy ever since.
Gene, this is Scott. And if you don't mind, would you tell our callers some of the volunteer activities that you're involved in right now and how old you are?
Oh, yes. I volunteer with the church, and I make sure everybody's warm because I make hats. I do a lot of sewing, crocheting, knitting, And I just want to make sure everybody's warm through the wintertime. And I'm a giving person, and it's been paid back to me tenfold. I mean, it's just wonderful. I just can't thank the three of you enough and what you've done for me. And that's why I tell the people, I just hang in there. Your day will come, and it'll be a good day.
Thank you, Jean.
Thank you, Jean.
God bless. That's wonderful. You have a great week.
Thank you for all you
do. Yes, you too. Thank you for asking me to call in, and I appreciate it so much to be able to share what I've gone through. And the bottom line is, you know, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. It takes time, and don't give up.
Yep.
Because you sometimes think that, you know, it's the end of the world, and God is not looking out for you, but he is at all times, 24/7. So hang in there, people.
Well, thank you, Chair Gene. God bless
call,
you.
Jean.
Have a great week.
God bless you.
So, how about your call? When did you shine? 866-348-7884. 866-34-TRUTH. To be a star, you must give light. Just saying. We'll be right back with much more.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
And I took the one less traveled by. And that has made all the difference.
Give light and people will find the way. Give light and people will find the way. People will find the way.
To be a star, you must give light. And I mean, give it. That's what we're talking about today on the Christian Car Guy Show. And again, we want to remind you that it is Daylight Savings Week. So, hey, you got to spring back. Church is going to come early tomorrow morning. Just saying. Well, we're hoping you found a church. And if you haven't found a church and you live in the Asheboro area, let me just invite you to our church. It's West Asheboro Baptist Church, where I am currently sort of the interim pastor and loving the opportunity to speak every week. And I'm certainly coming through Easter. It's a great time. And we're talking about all these things. So West Asheboro Baptist Church, just a shameless plug there. I'm just saying, Scott. Anyway.
Yeah, I got to come check you out.
Oh, I wish you would. I wish you would. So, you know, again, I've just been on this whole idea of actually multiplication is what I've been talking about at church. And this last week, I've been looking at Jesus feeding. He fed the 4,000. He fed the 5,000. And actually, there's six different stories in the New Testament about those two incidences, right? There's two in Matthew, two in Mark, and Luke and John both have it once. So that gives you six times you get the story. But did you know there's a seventh story in the Bible about feeding a number of people? And you might not be too surprised to know who did that was Elisha, because Elisha did a number of the miracles that Jesus would do. And so I just thought I would share this story with you, because it's kind of the predecessor to Jesus feeding the 4,000 and the 5,000. But the point I want to make, in all these cases, there's always leftovers. So here's the story. It says, then a man came from Baal. And by the way, this is right after Elisha took the death out of the pot and used the widow's oil. Same, you know, in 2 Kings chapter 4. Then a man came from Baal Shalisha and bought the man of God bread of first fruits, 20 loaves of barley and new ripened grain in his knapsack. And he said, give it to the people that they may eat. But the servant said, what? Shall I set this before 100 men? Now, again, that's 100 men and their children, all that stuff. So it was a lot more than 100 people. And he said again, give it to the people that they may eat. For thus says the Lord, they shall eat and have some left over. So he set it before the people and they ate. And guess what? They had some left over according to the word of the Lord. So again, the man gave and God multiplied it. He fed everybody and there were leftovers. And of course, there's a lot to those leftover stories. But we got Wendy is in Cary, North Carolina. Wendy, you're on the Christian Car Guys Show. Great to hear from you again, Wendy.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
We are great.
Wonderful.
What have you got for us this morning?
Wendy.
Y'all, I am calling to tell a story. Yesterday, I was in the middle of nowhere taking my son fishing at a pond out in the sticks.
I'm jealous and immediately.
You know, and Bobby and I are avid fishermen. We love the fish.
Taking your sons fishing. How old are your sons?
That's awesome. I just have one, and he's 14.
That's so
single
cool.
Single mom.
Okay.
Yeah. Single mom trying to help him do guy stuff, which is a little challenging sometimes for us single moms, you know?
Right. I'm sure.
Yeah, but I was all proud of myself that I figured out a place to take him fishing, and we went, and he had fun, but the car started making this funny noise. I was worried because, you know, we were kind of out in the middle of nowhere, and I called up Scott. I had found a place kind of nearby, you know, that maybe could handle it, but I didn't know the people. I didn't know anything about the car place, and unfortunately, they said my car was going to need quite a bit of work, like a full brake job.
Wow.
And so I called, and two things, really. I wanted to say thank you because you guys helped me financially take care of the brake job, but also Scott was looking out for me. Just, you know, like, hey, let's make sure this place is legit. Are you safe? You know, want to make sure they're not overcharging you. And he asked me some questions, which helped me talk to, you know, the guy at the car place, helped me figure out if my car needed what was going to be done, and just how to talk to them about it, because I'm a single mom. I don't know about car stuff,
right,
you know?
Right,
that's... And so I was just so grateful. And ultimately, they did the work, and it was really cool because on my way out the door, I saw a little table in the lobby, and it said, Bible's free, take one.
Wow.
And it was just like God sort of winked at me, you know, on the way out. And I even messaged Scott back, and I'm like, you're not going to believe this.
Wow, that's awesome.
This place had... you know, free Bibles for people to take. And so I wanted to tell the story to say thank you. First of all, you know, as a single parent, there's a lot of stuff that I feel like God has to fill in the gaps with. And you guys are standing in the gap for especially single moms who not only don't have the money, but don't have the knowledge and the know-how.
You know, it's so neat that but I got to ask the first and most important question. Did he catch any fish?
No, he didn't catch any fish.
Oh no, we got Scott. We got to go to Raleigh, and we got to take somebody fishing, man. Yeah. I've taken him to my house.
What was Trey using for bait?
But no, let
That's
me.
A great question. Trey's here. What were you using for bait, Trey?
Hot dogs.
He says worms and hot dogs.
Maybe that's a good.
That's called bluegill on a hot dog.
I have two.
One more question.
So we got to get him,
Wendy. The noise it was making, was it a scrape?
The car? Yes, really loud scraping.
So it wasn't a...
Yeah, it was the brakes.
It
well,
was a...
I got to tell you that, you know, it's just, it's beyond cool that what happens is there's all these listeners out there that gave, like they gave the money, right? Or different. Now there's certain churches that give to the Jesus Labor Love, and there's all different, you know, God originally, he gave me the idea, and then he gave a lot of people the opportunity to give into it. And then he gave me Scott. I prayed, oh man, for years, you know, I had a Scott before, and he passed away, Vic Hill. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have anybody for a long time. And then God gave me Scott. And so it's all, Wendy, it's all a picture of giving.
It's been a total blessing for me.
And just so awesome and thankful for your call and for a chance to help, right? Because if people don't ask for help, we don't get a chance to help.
Thanks for the call, Wendy.
Thank you.
And tell Trey we'll take him fishing.
There you go. Well, I do. Get up with her. Let's get her to my house, and we'll all go fishing.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
866-348-7884, 866.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
And I took the one less traveled by. And that has made all the difference.
Give light and people will find the way. Give light and people will find the way. People will find the way, I do believe.
To be a star... There you must give light. To be a star, you must give light. Today on the Christian Car Guy Show, and I was thinking about, like, man, how much has God given us, Scott? Because if you think about it, I knew Stu Epperson, who founded the Truth Network, when we were in the CBMC meetings together in Winston-Salem, like 1996, 7, 8, somewhere in there. Yeah. And he came to me and he said, Robbie, I got this idea for a radio station. I was the Chrysler dealer in Mocksville at the time. And, you know, we're just going to do Christian teaching and talk, no music, just Christian teaching and talk. If I did something like that, would you consider sponsoring it? I was like, oh, yeah, by all means. Of course, but, you know, he didn't have any listeners at that point. It was a brand new idea. And so 25 years ago or more, right, that we shined on the air with the Truth Network. Now, God gave me that opportunity actually to help sponsor the network long before Christian Car Guy. In 2006, he gave me the show and Stu put it on, right? So, I mean, he gave us that. Then other stations, like if you're listening in Seattle this morning or you're listening, you know, wherever in New York City, you know, God gave us all those stations, you know, yeah. Based on, and then he gave us the Jesus Labor Love, and then he gave us you, and he gave us Vic, you know, and his service over the years, and so many different things, and all the listeners that have prayed, and all the listeners that have given, and you just see what God took, and he multiplied it, and there's leftovers, right? There are leftovers. In other words, there's still, right this very moment, a little bit of leftovers in our account of the Jesus Labor Love so that we can help the next person. And we got some leftovers. We got a couple cars we're working on that were given to us that we hopefully will be able to give to somebody. So, you know, it just blows me away how God gives and gives and gives. And one of the other things he gives me is all these wonderful listeners with all these amazing stories and friends like Mrs. J, who's with us right now. So, all Mrs. Right. J, you're on the Christian Car Guy Show. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I hear you great.
Oh, I'm in recovery. You know, I had my surgery Friday.
Oh, yes.
So I'm in recovery and just a little
weak. You're literally in the hospital right now?
No, I came out.
Okay, okay.
I had my surgery on Friday.
Well, yesterday was
free.
Oh, I'm sorry.
A week ago Friday.
It's a week ago Friday.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's all right.
I wanted to, I'm still recovering, you know, so it's something.
I know the feeling. Hear. And my wife just had two of those done, yeah.
Mm. I want to say shout out to Scott, too. How you doing, Scott?
Well, thank you. I'm doing great,
Jack. You know, I know the labor that you do because you guys have helped me, and it's just a blessing. But I wanted to say that my shining light was, you guys know, I want actually to pray for my mother, that I wanted to go see her.
Oh, yeah.
And I got that chance to go see her. And right. We had a ball. I had a ball. My mother and our relationship was mending, and it was beautiful. We
awesome.
Laughed so hard. I taught her how to play Trash, this game called Trash that my grandchildren taught me. And she was just, you should see her little mom. She was just lighting up, putting her hands over her mouth, laughing all over the place. I went there as a giver. I went there as a giver and shining my light, just saying I wanted to let my mother-in-law, I loved her just for being mom. And it was so beautiful. It was a wonderful, wonderful time. And when I got back home, you know, I went there because they told me her cancer had spread and she was at stage 4. When we got a second opinion about it, the doctor told her that she was doing well.
Great.
And they didn't see anything.
Awesome.
And I couldn't believe it. And so I just wanted to let you know how God turned that thing around. They said, whatever you're doing, Miss Keel, keep doing it. They said, keep doing that, you know. And I just knew it was the love of God and the prayers. And it was just wow. So my shining light was me seeing my mom and then her shining her light back on me. And we just enjoyed one another. It was such a beautiful, beautiful time. And while I was in the hospital, God had told me, he said, I came to serve, not to be served. And he said, what did you, he said, are you in the ministry for somebody to serve you? And I was like, no, Lord, I'm not. He said, then that's why I'm blessing people to let them know they can pick themselves up and pick up their beds and walk so they can be a servant. He said, so be strong and be encouraged. I left those words for you so you can be strong and be encouraged. So at my weakest times, I thought I was my weakest. You know, God will tell me, take my bed up and walk and believe his word. So I came to serve. And that's what you
does.
Came to do too, Brother Robert.
I just again, it's just like teaching or serving, whatever. You're the one that ends up getting served, you know, like in so many different ways. Mm-hmm. in so many different ways, just, to, you know, often to hear your poetry and your songs. But let me encourage you that my wife had both her, she had one knee surgery in September. She had the other one in November. And yesterday we were out on my sailboat, which she could never get on because she couldn't. It's a little sailboat. It's only 16 feet. And she couldn't bend down to get into the boat. And she was just like, oh, man, these surgeries to her, she said these were worth $1 million to what they had done for her quality of life.
Mobility had proved right. that
so,
much.
Now, if you talked to her the week after, it didn't seem so.
You're like me.
right. Then she was like, "What was I thinking? I'm in all this pain, you know." Healing requires pain. God's, but He doesn't waste pain. Mm-mm. You know, He uses it to teach and restructure our thinking and so many different things. But as always, we're so grateful for you, Miss J, and so grateful for you calling in today. And
yeah, keep right being the bright light.
Pray that your knee heals real quick. Would that be all right?
Yes.
All right. Please. Well, Jesus, thank you for my friend, and thank you for, you know, her faithful service in shedding light in so many different ways through her songs, through her poetry, through her voice. She has been a light to us many, many times. And I just pray that you would touch the cells of her body, that they would be healed, and that you would make this as painless as possible, that you'd help her to work with a therapist and get all the mobility back in that knee so that once again she can pick up her mat and walk and be of service to you in so many ways, maybe even drive those buses again, whatever that looks like. Lord, you know the picture. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Continue to be that
bright light. That's another thing, Brother Rob. That's another thing, too, that I was so afraid that I don't know if I'm going to be able to drive the bus again. I don't know yet. But that's one of the things. Please keep me in prayer about that. And I don't know what God has in store for me. I do know He wants me to do the ministry more. So maybe He's changing, you know, changing the wind for me going another direction. I don't know yet. But, you know.
I'm in this, you know, it's a day-by-day thing. You know, I have noticed He gives us our daily bread. He doesn't give it to you in weeks.
No.
Exactly.
That, you know, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do today. You know, because actually, the way that my life works, on Saturday, I do my radio show, right? Well, on Sunday nowadays, since I'm preaching in Ashboro, I preach a sermon. But quite often, you know, they are so different. He gives me my show on Saturday morning. But I just have to have faith. He's going to give me my sermon tomorrow morning.
Man.
So it'll be. It's so much fun, though. And I sit back and go, He did it again. I don't, you know, and Tammy often will look at me, do you know what you're going to talk about tomorrow? I have no idea. Well, you have a marvelous weekend, and you be healing up, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you guys so much for all y'all do.
You. Thanks God for bless. Your call.
Bye-bye. All right. So how about you? Right? In order to be a star, you got to give light. It's part of the deal. And, you know, it's really, really neat to me. And again, for your story, I would love to hear it. It makes my day to hear these stories,
yes.
Actually. The Bible on the table as she was leaving the car repair place, 866-348-7884 is the number to call in and share, 866-34-TRUTH. And it's very interesting. If you just study the word give, just do a little word search, and you go, especially with the word that I'm talking about, the one where the lights give off light. And the word give, God gave Adam all the herbs to eat. Look, that's what He did. And then He gave him Eve. Big deal.
Yeah.
Now, unfortunately, Eve gave Adam some really bad choices. The next time you find the word right after God gave Adam Eve, then it says Eve gave her husband this fruit to eat. And then the next time you find the word, it's Adam blaming Eve for the whole deal. That woman that you gave me. It's just an interesting little study to go, oh, there's a lot of shenanigans happened after we started giving.
Yeah.
There wasn't, you know, God was, he gave us this incredible stuff, food, and he gave us Eve. And then next thing you know, man, he had to make a way to give us Jesus, right?
Yes.
And that's our only way out. And so we got one more segment. Time for you to call. We need it. I would, you know, man. These stories, they blow my mind, and they're blowing people's minds all over the country. 866-348-7884. 866-348-7884.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Still you come, and you're calling me by name. If you can know the story.
To be a star, you must give light today on the Christian Car Guys show. How does that play out in your life? We'd love to hear the story. 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. And, of course, this is the second Saturday of the month, which is the Jesus Labor Love Saturday, which means I have my good friend Scott here with me. He's the chief volunteer. And if you've never heard the Jesus Labor Love, I should say that it was an idea God gave me, I think, in 2012, to have car repair for single moms and widows and families in crisis. And how he gave that to me was that almost all the email, as I started to do the Christian Car Guy show, the calls and the people that would ask me questions, you know, off the air, would be single moms and widows because, you know, their husband had passed away or whatever. And I thought, well, God, are you telling me something here that there's a really need for single moms, widows, and that kind of thing? And so when I was coming back actually from the National Religious Broadcasters Convention one year, I was just praying, God, what is it you want? What is it you want? And as I was listening, I heard a ministry that was in actually Knoxville, Tennessee, talk about how they would go out to single moms, widows' houses on the first Saturday of every month in teams and do repairs. Mm-hmm. And I said, man, I bet we could do that. And that was how the idea was given to me. And then God put it in place with several people, all kinds of volunteers, but most of all with you listeners and all the people that have given along the way.
So at that time, Robbie, were you already the Christian Car Guy? Did you already have that moniker and the show?
Oh, the show started in 2007.
So
actually in 2006, excuse me. Yeah, in 2006. So it had been on the air about 6 years.
So it was a logical transition since you were already the Christian Car Guy and you know all about cars and you've been in the car industry for so long that's what God put on your heart.
Right, although I don't know all about cars. I know something.
You know how to sell them.
Yeah. But I know my way around them pretty good because I've spent my life around them, but I think that was given to me, and then there was stuff left over.
Right.
And so when you look at those stories about multiplication, that's what God has been teaching me about all week, and that's where the idea of giving light came out that we were talking about today. I was just studying the numbers, because I like numbers, and numbers mean a lot in the Bible. And so when you think about it, Jesus fed how many the first time? 5,000, right?
Well, probably a lot more. That was just the man.
Right, but that number five is a hugely significant number because if you think about it, how many fingers you got on your hand, including your thumb? Ah, five, right? How many toes? Yeah, you got it. How many books in the Torah/the Pentateuch? The first five books of the Bible are considered the Torah by many.
That's right.
Right? It's five. And so that idea of five is it's a multiplication factor.
Yep.
I bet you know your fives tables. Most people do. They can count on 5, 10, 15, 20. Right.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
It is.
And so the idea that this multiplication thing was going to happen, and it would happen by fives, but do you remember how many basketfuls were left over on that first trip out to?
Was it five?
12.
12.
Right. Now, when he fed the 5,000, there were 12 baskets left over. And so when you think about that, a lot of people put it in context that when Jesus fed the 5,000, and it was an area of that was primarily Jews in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And so to them, 12 means he's got a basket left over for all 12 tribes.
That's right.
Right? But yeah. 12 is also a multiplication number that 2 times 2, you know, that type of thing, and you end up at 12 pretty quickly. Right? And it also has to do with governing. So that number 12, it means something, okay? And then he fed 4,000. And that was in a different area of Israel. And in that feeding of the 4,000, this time he had 7 baskets left over. But that was in the Decapolis area, or the Decapolis, I don't, may not be saying it properly, Decapolis, I think. Anyway, in that area, it's mostly Gentiles. And so there were how many tribes that came into Canaan of Ham's boys, the Canaanites? There were 7. And actually, you know, when they think of the 7 Noahide laws, the number 7 is always almost associated with Gentiles. And so when he fed the Gentile group out there, how many baskets were left over? Well, 7, kind of to show you that there's something for all 7 of the Gentile tribes as well. Isn't that cool?
Yeah. You are a numbers guy.
There's lots of things. And again, that idea of 7 is that were 7 times what we're going to get told about Jesus feeding people with bread. But that the fact that it's bread is hugely gigantic because Jesus is the bread.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Jesus is also the word, and he's also the truth, and he's also the life. So as you go about being a star, and you give some light, guess what you're also giving? Bread. You got it. If you're giving them the Bible, guess what? It's your daily bread. It's the whole thing. And it will multiply just like that. And there will always be leftovers. There will always be leftovers.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. And that's very much the picture of, now where was Jesus born? In Bethlehem. What does that mean? House of bread. Lehem is bread in Hebrew. And so when you look at Jesus's life, you're going to find bread is kind of all over it. And so when you take communion the next time, you're going to notice the first element that you break is going to be the what, Scott?
Bread.
You got it. And so as you're crunching on that, you know, actually, when we take communion, which we're going to do this on Easter Sunday, I like to make the matzah. My wife grinds the rye and stuff in order to make this matzah. So when you bite into this matzah that we're going to use to take communion, which is unleavened bread, it will crunch because it's a picture of communing with God, which when you are chewing on the word, right, in a sense, as you're breaking it up and being able to ingest it, it's becoming part of you. And so Jesus said, you would eat my flesh and drink my blood. Mm-hmm. And that kind of freaked out a few people.
Oh, yeah.
But actually, as you're taking in the word of God, or you're sharing the word of God, wherever you go about doing that, you're truly communing with God. And so if as you're being a star out there this week, If you can entice somebody, their need for carbs, to eat some bread, and I mean the bread of God, I mean by eating some word, eating some of the Bible, if they'll ingest that, it's just like any good carb. It makes you want to eat more.
Mm-hmm.
And more and more and more. I've seen it in my family. I've seen it in numbers of people that came to Christ. The next thing you know, they developed this unbelievable hunger, and that was the word, for the word of God. So if you can begin to help people get a taste for that word, it will multiply and multiply, because guess what? As it multiplies in their life, they'll begin to share it, and guess what you'll have? Leftovers. Tons and tons.
I love leftovers.
And tons of leftovers. Right, I do too. My Tammy knows me as the human garbage machine. You know, like if whatever is left over, you know, that's high on my list. And so whatever it is that you give to God, he multiplies. He loves that multiplication factor. And, you know, I am so grateful for those who called in today.
It's timely with Easter coming up and everything.
It is. It is so beautiful. And Passover, similar idea. There's some bread involved in that, as you may recall. Anyway, We are so grateful for you all listening today. Don't forget the Jesus, Labor, Love, all that is at ChristianCarGuy.com, ChristianCarGuy.com. And there you're going to find all sorts of information, but most of all, the Jesus, Labor, Love, both if you need help or you want to give help. It's the Jesus, Labor, Love. Now, I'm going to remind you, slow down. Jesus walked.
This is the Truth Network.